You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Welcome once again to the Bacchanon Radio Hour. We're coming to you tonight from the historic Hendrix Building in downtown Water Valley, Mississippi. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome to the Thacker Mountain Radio Hour. As we mentioned, we're in Water Valley, Mississippi, at the historic Hendrix Building right here in downtown Water Valley. I understand, among other things, this building used to be the place where they made the manhole covers for Water Valley. Yeah, here in Yalabusha, which is named for tadpoles, and you're making manhole covers. What's going on down here, y'all? What is going on? We're delighted to be here. Great crowd, beautiful room. And we've got this band. Y'all love them. We've also got, yeah, thank y'all. We're glad to be here. Our show tonight, A.H. Gerard Avent is here. He is a poet. He happens to be the Renee and John Grisham writer in residence at the University of Mississippi. His group of poems, his collection is called Muscadine. We're going to talk about that. And you hear poetry and you think, oh, no, poetry. No, no, these are poems about deer hunting and bass fishing and killing wasp. Don't we all love to do all three? That wasp thing really gives you the power. Marcella Simeon is here and invented Infinity Stairs. We all love Marcella. You know her from Memphis. She rock and roll and has got soul. And we've got a light show here, which, as you know, is perfect for radio. And also Joe Alston and the Tallahatchies, y'all. Down home, get down, electric, blues, and country. Joe Alston and the Tallahatchies. But we love our house band, y'all. Please bring them to the stage. It is the Yalla Bushwhackers.
Better not pick it, only grows when it's on fire.
Yellow Bushwhackers, y'all, let them hear you one more time, please. Our house band, Ricky Burkhead, Slade Lewis, Keon Love, and up front there, Paul Tate, the Yellow Bushwhackers. They'll be back later in the show. Hey, that Neil Young song, he's playing guitar, he's singing, and he's playing harmonica all at once. You try it. Very hard to do. And drink, he points out. Well, that's easy. You just don't play the harp or the guitar. Let's just drop that. All right, as we mentioned, we're in this beautiful Hendrix building in downtown Water Valley, Mississippi, full house, and a great show for y'all. We are delighted to be here. Our first guest tonight, y'all, Joe Alston and the Tallahatchies. With a name like that, you know they got a rock, and you know they've got some soul in them, and probably some Mississippi in them. I understand Joe did some traveling. You did Memphis. You went out to Texas. And then Mississippi called, and you came back, and these guys all came together, and y'all got a band now.
That's it.
Pour Me One More Paul?
Pour Me One More Paul, yeah.
That's their new single, Pour Me One More Paul. Y'all, please welcome Joe Alston and the Tallahatchie.
Thank y'all. We're going to do a love song for you for here at Valentine's Day, close to it anyway. It's going to be on our new record. It's going to drop February 19th.
So baby, lay down.
Thank you.
Man, we are so thrilled to be here tonight. We can't even tell you. It's been a dream of mine and Joe's to play for a long time. I was good friends with Duff Durrell, so I used to get to see Duff when he was... And I miss Duff so much. I'm from Cleveland, Mississippi, but I've been in Oxford for 9 years now, so we are Jawson at Tallahatchie's. I'm Brian Sherwood back here on the drums from Somerville, Tennessee. Thank you so much. Mr. John Harrison on the bass guitar from North Carolina, but bravely living in Memphis, Tennessee now, Mr. Wesley Graham. So that means he's not scared of anything. And from Pontotoc, Mississippi, it's Joe Austin. Thank y'all for having us. Yeah.
We're going to do another song off the record here. It's a different type of love song. Here's about a couple struggling with opioid addiction. So this is called Pills.
We got one more tune for you, but I do want to say again, thank you so much for having us, and thank you so much for coming out. It takes people to come and listen as much as it takes people to play, so it works together. And we appreciate the staff, everybody taking care of us. We're going to do one more tune. Since I mentioned Duff, we got a record coming out. We forgot to mention that on the 19th. So it'll be, yeah, man, we're excited about it. It'll be available wherever you go get your music. Napster, LimeWire, ShareBear, any of that stuff. But this song, it's important. Joe and I both grew up playing music in the church, so we like to try to put a gospel song on the album. So we're going to do a song, and I'm going to do this in memory of Duff tonight when we do it. So it's okay to get loose with us if you want to, man, y'all.
Joe Austin and the Tallahatchies, y'all. Let them hear you. For our listeners on the radio, that was a standing ovation for Joe Austin and the Tallahatchies. Thank you very much. Great job, guys. And thank you so much for mentioning Duff. It always, yeah, and playing a gospel song. That's just right. We really appreciate it. Look forward to y'all's album coming out. Thanks so much for joining us. Absolutely. Want to remind you that you're listening to the Thacker Mountain Radio Hour. You're hearing us on WUMS, University of Mississippi. Also, WYXR Community Radio in Memphis. The stations of Mississippi Public Broadcasting. The stations of Alabama Public Radio. WUTC Community Radio in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Love it. WUOT, Community Radio in Knoxville, and KNCE, True Taos Radio in Taos, New Mexico. I wonder how many people from Taos have been to Water Valley, Mississippi. Well, they're missing out. They need to come on. I'd like to thank our donors also and supporters, Carol Etheridge Family Foundation, Delta Magazine, we love it, Dr. Stephen and Gay Case, Larry and Michael Johnson Family Foundation, the Mississippi Arts Commission, the Mississippi Business Journal, Pearly Peacock Designs, R&B Fader Foundation, the good folks at Square Books, they have a table back here, come say, we love them, couldn't do it without them. The Lyric Oxford, Visit Oxford, Yakutabatawpha Arts Council, Jackie Bailey, Ben Banahan and Susan Curlin, Dr. Lisa Chandler, Dr. John and Tammy Cook, Wayne and Weeder Drinkwater, Gondine Sturtevant Enloe, the good folks at Entergy, Inkspot, the Mississippi Department of Wildlife, Fisheries, and Parks, Party Waiting to Happen, Farish Percy and Grant Adams, Tom and Carol Sharp, Douglas Vance, Leslie Westbrook and Snooky and Mary Lou Williams Foundation from Water Valley, Mississippi. We'd also like to thank the good folks at BTC Grocery for feeding our hungry crew for the show. And I'm moving down here. That's it. And also, we would like to thank Tommy Reynolds, the mayor of Water Valley, for coming to Thacker Mountain Radio Hour. Thank you, sir. We love your town. All right. Our next guest is A.H. Gerard Avant. He is the author of this poetry collection, Muscadine. It is from Four Way Books. He is the winner with this poetry collection of the 2024 Mississippi Institute of Arts and Letters Award in Poetry. Ed, thank you very much. Graduate of Jackson State University, also degrees from Spalding University, New York University, and a PhD from the University of Rhode Island. And this year, he is the John and Renee Grisham Writer in Residence at the University of Mississippi, but a fine, fine poet and a great writer. Y'all, please welcome my man, A.H. Gerard Avant. All right, you've got all these wonderful accolades, the PhD from Rhode Island, blah, blah, blah. It's not on your resume. Few people know it, but at Jackson State University, Gerard was not only a member of the Sonic Boom marching band, but he did all those moves while playing the tuba.
It's good work, man. It's good work.
And being the great sport he is going to demonstrate some of those tuba moves right now. That is, that's people that Providence, Rhode Island just don't realize what, who they had among in their midst.
But that was a long time ago, Jim. That was about...
Man, you look like you could tuba it up right now.
I could probably play, but doing those moves is going to be taxing, man.
I mean, they talk about the Super Bowl halftime show. They should just have y'all every year and forget about it. There would be no controversy. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm going to go find some footage of you with that too, but we're going to delve into that. Yeah. And now, as the John and Renee Grisham Writer-in-Residence, they put you up in what they call the Grisham House, Mr. and Mrs. Grisham's former home.
Right.
Which is like, you could fit four of these in his house, right? It's a big house.
It's a big house. And you probably can fit four of these.
Yeah. You're kind of there by yourself, right? I mean, you're...
Pretty much. I've got a nine-month-old Doberman that's there with me. So he keeps me.
Yeah, because I remember when Mary Miller got the appointment, first thing she did was get a dog. But according to these poems, you love the great outdoors and the woods. And so I would think you kind of enjoy it on occasion out there.
Well, where I'm from in Longtown is pretty secluded. We don't actually have a zip code where we live. Our post office is 7 miles away in Crenshaw.
Wow.
So it's pretty remote. You can't really see another house from our house. And so being outdoors and growing up, cutting firewood and just being outside is quite natural.
So this is sort of, Water Valley is sort of a metropolitan area for you.
I mean, Water Valley, you know, we played Water Valley in high school. I went to North Panola High School.
Oh, wow.
And we were 3A then. So we sweated on the field with a lot of Water Valley boys.
You've been here. Yeah. At Jackson State, you studied communicative disorders. Is that right?
Right, right.
And then you went off and you, like so many folks do, particularly artists, went up north and you got your degrees and you did your studies and you're at Rhode Island. And then you, instead of staying away from Mississippi, you moved back, right? You couldn't almost wait to get back. Is that right?
That's kind of right. Yeah.
Now, yeah. And my question, I was just thinking that this afternoon with the communicative disorders, and you love vernacular and you love particularly Southern African American speech.
Absolutely.
I'm wondering if that's why you moved back. You just got sick of hearing those Rhode Islanders talk the way they talk. That's a heavy literary question, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I think I got tired of, you know, when I would come home for either Thanksgiving or Christmas, whichever one I could afford. And, yeah, you know, when I'd be home, I'd be sitting around my family, my uncles and elders, and I just get tired of writing everything down and taking it back with me and trying to make sense of it. Because, you know, the conversations around elders and your people are so rich when you're from a place like that, that it's almost, it just serves you right to make use of it. And so being back here, being around it on a daily basis feeds my work in a much more productive way than flying here from Rhode Island and taking it back.
So you intend to be back. You're back in Mississippi probably to stay.
I don't want to move again, man. The older you get, moving becomes more taxing. And I'm tired of moving.
You've had that, yeah. Yeah. These stories, as I mentioned, cover a lot of ground. There's a lot of outdoor activity, as you mentioned. And I did love that you were studying to get your doctorate in biology at Louisville, Kentucky, and what about the cadaver lab? What happened?
Well, so with a bachelor's degree in communicative disorders, you can either do speech language pathology or audiology as a professional. And so I went to University of Louisville for the Doctor of Audiology program, and it was my second semester, and I was in cadaver lab writing poems, and I was like, I got to get the hell out of here.
As one does.
Because, right? You know, I couldn't, you know, I was around cadavers and having to label nerves, and I couldn't think about nothing but poems. But I was trying to make sense of my undergraduate degree, which, you know, my generation, we were told you go to college, you get a job, that kind of thing. But I couldn't shake the poems, man.
Yeah, right there in the cadaver lab. That's a wonderful visual.
Yeah.
You being inspired to write poetry. You're a multifaceted, multi-talented individual. You love to take pictures. I mean, you really love to, like, you've got rolls and rolls and rolls.
I do love photography.
And perhaps a book coming out, maybe?
Yeah. There are about 46 rolls of film, not about exactly 46 rolls of film in my fridge from about 2 years ago. I just hadn't gotten to develop yet.
Wow.
It feeds my poetry. My poetry feeds the photography. It's a symbiotic. It's a mutual relationship. They feed each other.
We definitely want to hear a couple. I noticed in the book there would be some poems that were sort of straight ahead, almost linear, almost a story you could follow. Then you love the wordplay. And they're really, and I caught myself having to read the wordplay ones over a time or two, and they just, they're almost like hip-hop songs or rap songs in a way.
Yeah, I do think they borrow from hip-hop culture, rap. They're kind of insanely metrical at times.
Yeah,
but they are fun too.
And one more, in one of the poems, you mention your dad answering the door in his underwear, and I'm just wondering, is that a true thing or did that?
Yeah, he walked to the door. My dad was a big guy, maybe 2 inches shorter than me, but maybe 320, 325. And he'd walk up to the door with his underwear on and ask you who you wanna see, who you coming to.
Next thing you know, those people are in the cadaver lab. You know? Boy. All right. All right. Well, I somehow I knew it was true because you could just tell by the poem that it's that's true. Man, you've got some great stuff about your family in here again, and being in the outdoors, which is both those things are very Southern. So we do want to hear a couple, if you don't mind. I think you've agreed to read a couple for us. Y'all do want to hear a couple of poems, do you not? Yeah. Once again, y'all, Gerard Avent. Muscadine, the name of the book.
Missing person. Last time home, I saw a pair of shoes tucked into a corner, and it looked as if they hadn't been moved since he was here. The dust on them sacred and steel. When I'm home, my mind labors in the dust. It's been 6 years, but I say it hasn't happened. Though the day persists, he's still tucked into a cloud, tucked into a tree, in the back of a long black car, and my throat won't let my heart through, no matter how flat my epiglottis falls. All about the day breaking is clean, so why this horror? A nightmare in my wake. A black silk blend pressed smooth, upholstering silent emotion, boldly not a dent on him. We dare name this night with its sun out high, hanging by its hands, where the room was too small to be holding so much ache. Our worlds now captured by a piece of forest carved tightly, hinges now let us in or shut us out, but they failed to shut him in. A tree uprooted, the one I fell from, and I'm the only one to find him showing up in my day. Meetings, business trips scattered him, and I knew he'd be back, but not back so soon or in this form, and the way I am nervous about it all, if I am losing it, and if he's gone, how is he here with me? The dining room table and all to where we open all bodies, either give or take, how his form sits in sheer, naked torso, and you are to act as if his generous breasts aren't private parts. I don't see how I see what I'm seeing. My eyes shaping a silhouette of the man who raised me as the sun raises all of our sleepy shadows. What gives when two rims refuse to budge and won't make that sway completely to either world? Imagination is a long, worn leather belt spread around my only hope. This yearning for pops to adjourn a meeting he's not in. Get home to build dinner around venison, a staple holding us full. The dates leading up, I never get wrong. Their quick succession still stings. It seems I'm always in a reality I shouldn't be in. Somehow our home preserves certain fingerprints. I map them and become bored with the maps of this world. I would abandon one rim for another when I watch him swing into the driveway and catch his breath from the day before exiting the vehicle. I watch him honk the horn before he's honking it. Passes me a crisp $50 bill because I'm there. Hands me baskets of new pecans and muscadines we'll use. I hear him telling me how I'm trying to split the log against the grain and how that'll wear me out the same way lying will. The same way alcohol will my liver, and how not cleaning the yard will eat away at the lawnmowers' blades. I got a thing for fumbling through couplets. I hear him asking, have I talked to mama, and he knows I have, and what I'm about to say. How I'm knocking on the window of this other realm, begging to sing my confusion until he understands me. I'm 1,154 miles from home, farther from him, and still we continue this secret of running into each other.
Thank you.
What deer season means to me. In the house, there were always two white deep freezers packed pretty decent with red meat. Deer season, the hunters, and the deer would satisfy rent in season by meat, if not by cash. It was May, I was 15, and we smelled 15 or so throughout the warm insides of the manhandled school bus. When Pops steers quick and clear to dodge the deer, and Charlene yells, I didn't even know it was deer season. As if deer only lived so they could be killed during deer season. What's a deer outside of deer season? Except a reason for deer season. Thank you all so much.
Catfish. Catching.
Church begins in the mouth as a hook I cannot soothe and never saw coming. Beyond this watery realm, muddy and murder-ridden, baiting a ritual. Pierced and laid against inquisitive steel, a fetching of the hungry, gathering of predators to feast of the one we know loses. The one I know wins knows the insides of the one who loses. The stovetop mural is a grease-splattered pool of the ones who've gone before the one who loses. Baptized by its crackle and kiss, washing clean the predatory soul of the one who feels me. I am elegant gloved for serving the one from the muddy world of honeysuckle-laden levees and larger breeds of itself. Swimmer of lakes and rivers, gray and blue sliver of steel, capturing me blind in sight of worm and cricket. Flickering paths just beneath the window of the surface of the river, where the spirit breaks its invited calm, Holy Ghost shaking off the mud and wet of the river, backward dive into the thick boil of June, and hunger is the meal we both swallow. All the way down to the bone, its jut and prick against throat, the pool the teeth give to the skeleton is a level of wanting I dare deny. In the midst of my shout and needy heave for what sits gracefully calm inside the bones of me.
I'd love to hear you read all night, man, but y'all please welcome one more time. Thank you. A.H. Gerard Avent.
Thanks, man.
Gerard will hang out with us after the show at the Square Books table and sign your copy of Muscadine. Wonderful poems. Really, some make you think, some make you laugh. A lot of, I was really struck by how much family is in the book. It really speaks to the young man. And he moved back to Mississippi, you know, on purpose. So we love him. Great stuff. Muscadine is that book. That is a lot of fun. All righty, our next guest, Marcella Simeon. She's family. She's been on the show enough that we consider her family, and it's a little different. Every time she comes on, she has new tunes, kind of a new vibe. But I got to admit, Marcella, this is the first time you've brought a light show to the radio show. And if you're on the radio listening, you'll just have to visualize what's going on here down here in Water Valley. We're going nuts with a light show. That's all I can tell you.
These lights sound good tonight.
Yeah, they really do sound good. Marcella's new album is called To Bend to the Wheel of a Dream That's Being Fulfilled. Yeah, she didn't just dash this off one afternoon. Y'all please welcome Marcella Simeon and Infinity Stairs.
Merci beaucoup, mes amis. Thank y'all so much. Thank you. the portal of my parents. I am you, you are me. May I heal this family bloodline, forwards and backwards through time. May through time.
A mathematical education and a very determined man who never quit. Really had a pretty strong mind.
Gratitude flows through my blood like an electric current of love. Such an honor to be sharing the evening with all of you tonight. Thanks for holding space for me.
So, all measures of time historically were derived from cosmic rhythms.
Time is wild. Tell me what you want from me. Something we can't ever see. Time is wild. Can't tell me what's my role. Time is wild. And it ain't in our control. Make it alone. Thank you. Recently, thank you so much. Recently, I've been riding with my great-grandmother. Her name was Lilia Manuel Simia. She was a strong and beautiful Louisiana Creole woman, and she gave birth to 15 children. She made her own soap, her own clothes, and our family lived entirely off the land in Mallet, Louisiana. And I've been meditating on her many contributions and the wealth of knowledge that she shared on how to survive and how to love, and how her many gifts created space for all her children to live freely and to share our gifts with the world. And I wrote this song on this accordion from the 1930s, something she would have heard in Louisiana. Hydrated, satiated, emancipated. Can I tell you about the wealth that resides in my mind? I invited all my insecurities over for tea. And they told me about this other reality that had nothing to do with me. Hydrated, satiated, emancipated. This is my direct line to the divine. Yeah, she said, I know it's risky, babe, but you got to let go. Let go. And I know it's risky to bend to the will of a dream that's being fulfilled. Thank y'all so much. Is that it, Jim? Yeah. Thank y'all so much for having me. Thank you, Jim.
Marcella Simeon, y'all. Let her hear you. Infinity Stairs. Thank you, Marcella. Man, that was beautiful. Infinity Stairs. To bend to the will of a dream that's being fulfilled. I believe we have copies back here. No, yes, back here, yeah. We do. All right, Marcella will visit with us and sign your copy of her new album. Man, isn't that some great stuff? We'd like to thank all of our guests, if you don't mind, for coming out tonight. How about our man Joe Alston and the Tallahatchies, y'all? Pour me one more, Paul. We look forward to their album coming out. A.H. Gerard Avent, y'all. Gerard Avent Muscadine, We look forward to his book of photography and more poems from him. Great guy, great book. And one more time for Marcella Simeon. We love her every time. All righty, our first time in Water Valley, Mississippi, and we would love to come back. It's just been a wonderful evening down here. This show will be on all the other outlets next week, so you can tune in on the stations that I mentioned. Thanks so much for having us here. What a great vibe in this room. I think we're going to move down here, y'all, and just do it. I don't know. Wayne Andrews thinks it's a great idea, right, Wayne? Yeah, yeah. Anyway, y'all listen to us on the radio. We love y'all. And visit us on ThackerMountain.org. And we'll see you on the radio.
Valentine's Day tomorrow. One.
Thacker Mountain Radio Hour's executive director is Lucy Gaines. Our production director is Tim Lee. Our broadcast and post-production engineer is Jeffrey Reed. Our front-of-house engineer is Blake Gardner. Special thanks to Red Panther Brewing Company of Clarksdale, Mississippi at redpanther.beer.
Promise.